This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline: One nuclear reactor can pollute half the globe. Most people understand that radiation from nuclear weapons production or civilian nuclear power plant accidents carry large potential health threats. Since the 1986 catastrophic Chernobyl nuclear accident in the former Soviet Union, a conservatively estimated 9,000 people have contracted or died from radiation-caused cancers. And an area of the Earth that is home to 3 billion people was contaminated by Chernobyl fallout, which is found in every country in the Northern Hemisphere. 25 years after the accident, sheep from parts of Wales cannot be sold because their pastures are still contaminated with radioactive cesium-137. In the 5 years following the accident, a staggering 750,000 Soviet citizens worked at the impossible task of cleaning up Chernobyl. It is this nearly 1 million cleanup workers, plus several million more living near or downwind of the destroyed reactor, that have suffered the worst of the health effects, including more cancer, heart disease, cataract of the eye, birth and health damage in children, psychological problems, and damaged immune systems. In the case of the latter, a damaged immune system can open the body to non-radiation-related diseases, chronic infections, colds, and flu. Because of the health risks of nuclear technology, commercial and government interest, as well as international agencies who set nuclear policy, have tried to control the public's understanding of the health effects of radiation. The DOE conducts the U.S. Nuclear Weapons Program, but also funds research on radiation's health effects. Many non-governmental health scientists view DOE-funded radiation studies as skeptically as they view studies funded by tobacco companies on lung cancer and smoking. The world's nuclear powers have always given nuclear weapons and nuclear power priority over the public health impact of nuclear technology. For instance, is it good public health policy to legally allow nuclear power plants to routinely release radioactive gases, even though we now have proof that no dose, however small, is free of added cancer risk? The UN's International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, whose mission statement includes global promotion of nuclear power, also puts weapons and power generation before health concerns. In fact, the IAEA and the UN World Health Organization have a written agreement that keeps radiation health studies by the health agency from public release until the atomic agency gives its permission. Since Chernobyl, Russian, Ukrainian, and Belarusian regional researchers have conducted thousands of health studies on the survivors. Western scientific committees have dismissed these studies because they are written mainly in Russian or fall short of the arguably arbitrary standard for statistical significance. In December 2009, however, leading Russian scientists published an English summary covering more than 5,000 studies of the health impacts of Chernobyl. In next week's update, we will review their conclusions. This has been the CCNS News Update. To hear the update again and to make a tax-deductible contribution, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.